Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, and you're tuned in to the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And try to remember, what show am I doing? It's not the Sunday night show. It's not the, it's just the morning commute show. But I've got Lady Liberty joining me now in the studio, getting all situated. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there. And as you know, and have come to appreciate, we are welcoming you to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Well, yeah, we got some wiffle batting to do, too.
That's right.
Yep. We're going to, hey, you remember when the shooting that took place, day before yesterday, how the news was coming out about, well, at first, the picture that they were showing, it looks like your typical Trump supporter. Looks like a white guy, red beard, mid to late 30s, kind of stocky wrestler looking kind of guy. But that wasn't him at all. As it turns out, it's a Muslim.
Yeah, right.
Well, he's got an Arabic. He's got a Muslim name. From an American citizen, but from Syria. So it didn't fit the narrative. And the this. What was it? The Senate fire. As soon as that shooting happened, within hours, they were announcing that the Senate Committee on Gun Safety or Gun Violence is going to be proposing some measures and discussing this. And then I'm thinking, as soon as they find out this guy is a Muslim, you watch how fast they just like vanish, right?
Yep, right.
But Sleepy Joe, they propped him up, and they're doing the little puppet thing, making his mouth move.
Tied him to his chair.
Right, exactly. What's interesting is what they're saying, what he said was some firearms instructor caught this, and when they were talking about, we're looking at the firearms that he used and the modifications that he may have made to that. Apparently, it's like an AR-15 or an AR-15 pistol. This guy suspects he's like pretty much guaranteed they're going to be coming after these stabilizers. Like it kind of looks like a stock, like a shoulder stock for a pistol, which you're not supposed to legally have. But you can't have a brace, a stabilizing brace.
Yeah.
And they really hate those. I'm trying to get rid of them, right? But that's kind of that's worth. They're coming after the guns, just like you said.
Yep.
You said, look, something's going to happen in the next 90 days. We're talking geopolitically there, but we're also, you and I have been discussing this, and we've mentioned on the show, something major is going to happen there that's going to provide the impetus for them to accelerate the gun grab.
Yep, that's right.
Thing. The guns are next. These guys have always gone, and just like you covered in your book, you exposed the UN's agenda that they were boasting about in the 70s and early 80s.
That's right.
And this, they come after what? Guns?
Well, they
gun control.
They operate under three tenets total, which is and all of their programs fall under one of these three programs. It's food control, population control, guns and weapons control.
There you go. There you have it. Like as we've been saying, they're going to start accelerating that as soon as this regime takes power.
That's right. Yep.
So now we've got, Bill Gates, the globalist, already talking about, shifting us toward buying, consuming more synthetic meat as he's buying up prime cattle land.
That's right. Yep.
By tens of thousands of acres.
Yep.
Now we've got the gun. They're going to move very quickly on the gun front. And this is why that measure like in Idaho, is so important for you to get a hold of your senators and tell them, don't wait till next session. Don't sit on this.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we're toward the end of the next session. We can always pick it up next session. No, we don't have that kind of time. The communists are moving. They're accelerating the timeline on everything.
Yep.
So, but yeah, this Muslim Ahmad Alawi Alisa, 21, a Trump-hating immigrant from Syria, identified as the Boulder, Colorado mass killer. And also, apparently, he had ties to Antifa and Black Lives Matter as well.
Yeah, how are they going to spin the racism thing on that one? Right? You know, I mean, how are they going to pull that off? I mean,
well, what they're going to do is they're going to focus on the gun.
Right.
They're going to focus on the gun, and they're going to, which this apparently a Ruger AR-15. And so, where was I?
Well, and we were, I just read yesterday in the article about how Biden brings aggressive gun control plans where Trump had supported the Second Amendment. And I read yesterday about how that was already on Biden's agenda to get rid of the AR-15s. And you know, lo and behold, you know, here the next day we have this shooting. And, of course, he's using the same kind of weapon. And so that right there is the smells of a false flag. And I wouldn't be one tiny bit surprised because he already outlined, well, not him, he didn't do it. All the people that write all his stuff for him already have outlined all the weapons that they want to get rid of and also how they plan to start suing gun manufacturers and gun dealers in order to put them out of business in the same way that they are. We're trying to put cigarette companies out of business.
Yes.
And so here, you know, this is all these red flag, you know, gun laws that they're basically going to try to pass and try to get rid of the AR-15s. This Hegelian dialectic that they use has been used so much that it's almost ineffective anymore because it's so obvious, you know. So every time they need something done about a gun, somebody gets shot, you know what I mean?
That's right.
And from, you know, this guy, I, you know, chances are he probably, you know, has done this kind of thing before, you know,
right.
I'm guessing. In fact, I'm surprised this guy was not one of the illegal people that just shot over the border. You know what I mean?
Oh, this guy, the shooter.
He wasn't, but that was kind of what I was thinking. You know, I wouldn't have been surprised if it wasn't him, because considering all the illegal criminals that are just pouring in right now,
right.
I mean, I would expect to see this kind of thing ramped up quite a bit in the very short term.
There's a perfect opportunity for a Muslim extremist. They have already caught Muslim terrorists, those that are on terrorist watch, identified as terrorists.
Yep.
Caught them crossing the border, which does happen. It even happened under Trump. But now they've created the perfect cloak for like really increasing the number and the tempo of those from hostile countries. This guy, though, was a Muslim. Apparently, he was a devout Muslim, by the way. In a post on June 5th, 2019, Al-Isa said he believed he was under attack from racist Islamophobic people who were hacking his smartphone. So a conspiracy theorist here, no doubt. But he's a Syrian refugee who arrived through the previous administration, who shall not be named, asylum program. And what else? There's a couple other things on here, but apparently legally purchased the AR-15, which is something every American adult. This guy's not an American. If you are a devout Muslim, you have to be adversarial toward the Republic and the Constitution.
Oh, absolutely,
because it is in conflict with Sharia law.
That's right.
Right. So, you know, just because you gain citizenship. Well, anyway, he legally purchased this. Just on what, March 16th, March 17th?
Right, yep.
According to reports that we're getting. Now, we're also getting reports that he has ties. He is definitely a Trump hater. But I've seen reports that he is also has ties to the Black Lives Matter and or Antifa. But we have to be careful with these very early stage reports. All right. kinds of stuff flies, and it happens on both sides.
Right.
You know, and it's sensational. So we want to put that out there if it's true, right?
Right.
Or maybe even if it isn't true, because it makes it way more interesting. But all his Facebook page and all that stuff's been taken down. But prior to that, all these independent journalists are snatching all this stuff up.
Yeah.
They are the ones that are saying, pouring through all of his stuff, these are his statements. He's very anti-Trump. He's very devout Muslim. Here's his name. Here's his picture. And so, you know, this stuff is really going to start coming out. We don't want to focus on Joe Dirtbag here.
Right.
All right. Al-Isa-Ahim Dirtbag. What we want to do is make sure you understand this regime is going to not let any good crisis go to waste. And
that's right.
So they're not going to waste any time coming after my guns, your guns, all of our guns. And guess what? I can tell you that 120 million gun owners killed no one.
That's right.
That day.
That's right.
Right. And my firearms have not killed anybody this week or last week or the week before that. Or look, most of us are lawful, lawful citizens.
Yep.
And what they're trying to do is punish. This is the same logic. It's not about saving lives. Although the fake tears and all that kind of stuff, it's not about saving lives at all.
Nope.
Okay. They want to reduce the full capacity magazines.
Yep.
Whether it's, you know, anything more than 10 rounds, arbitrary 10 rounds, right? Where did they come up with that number? I don't know. Why not make it 5? Why not 12? Why not 8? But the magic number is 10 when you're not dangerous anymore. So standard capacity magazines, 30 round magazines, or even a 250 round drum, they want to get rid of those because they're evil. And what they call assault weapons, basically a combat rifle, an AR-15 is a combat rifle.
Yep.
And you know what? If they want to ban those, first of all, how about military and law enforcement first? Lead the way.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The reason why we have to have those is because, you know, 400 million people killed by their own governments. Governments, people's own governments, killed more people in the 20th century than from any plague or pandemic or car accidents or anything like this.
I believe communism is the number one killer in the world, isn't it?
Well, communism has led to at least 200 million deaths.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of oppressive governments that weren't communist.
Right.
Either.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so... just look at Saddam Hussein. You know, he goes after these guys are killing each other. Sudan, for example, they're slaughtering Muslims, other Muslims, because they're black and so they're not pure and they're not Arabic. So you're filth and dogs and you must die, right? So I mean, there's lots of reasons why people use the power of the government to loot, to what's the word? To loot, steal, but right. And to kill.
Yeah.
And of course, this is talked about heavily in this book, The Law by Frederick Bastiat, which I'm not going to spend any time talking today. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. We're going to move kind of fast through this. We definitely want to make sure we cover the. I can't think. It's too early. My brain. It's Sun Tzu, The Art of War, right?
Yes,
so we want to make
go.
Sure we get to that. Sheesh. See, if you didn't have a setup right up on the table where I could see, I could just glance at it. And there's the name.
Right.
But guns. They're coming after guns. You and I didn't do anything. It's the same mentality or mindset as saying, you know, all these, so many 40,000 people a year are killed from car accidents. So therefore... Right. We need everyone to turn in. Well, you just don't need a car that goes more than 20 miles an hour.
Right.
Because that's where the fatalities happen. Once you start, you know, getting above 20, 25, 30, 35, you can see incrementally the fatalities increase. And for the cars that do go 20 miles an hour, we know that the leading cause of fatalities are head injuries. So now everyone's going to have to wear a helmet while you're driving a car. And your cars have to be governed so that they can only go up to 20 miles an hour. We're going to reduce lives.
Right, right. Well, and so this is exactly what you would expect in a communist regime and a coup. And so this is, I mean, to know your enemy, that is what is called for here.
Yeah.
And in order to know your enemy, that's what we've been talking about this whole time, is we've been describing our enemy to you for years and years. And so it's not surprising that, of course, now guns are on the table to be removed. I mean, right. that's how this kind of thing goes. And it's just exactly what we would have expected anyway. Right. And so the big question is, what you going to do about it?
Well, we're not going to let them punish us for the crimes of someone else.
Right.
We're not going to let them rob us of property without due process.
Right.
And we've committed no crimes. There's no reason for it. Matter of fact, it's our duty to have those type of firearms.
Right.
And if they want to talk about saving lives, the question immediately comes to mind. How many government-funded, this regime, how many children did this regime fund the killing of on the day that 10 people were killed by a Muslim?
Right, right, exactly.
So Biden's going to immediately start signing executive orders. I think his first one should be that Muslims should not be able to own firearms.
That's right.
Let's start
there.
Right.
Let's start there, and then let's close off the borders, because a whole bunch more are pouring in, and other highly dangerous criminals that will no doubt use guns to shoot people.
Right. Just a starting point. We're just throwing points, things to think about.
That's right. Out there, 300,000 a month will be looking for ways to cause problems and harm.
That's right.
And so sure, go ahead. Whatever he's got to write, lay it thick.
Yeah, so we're going to wiffle bat again. We're going to line up the entire Biden regime and wiffle bat them.
Yep. Well, they don't, this is, everything they're doing is unlawful anyway. I mean, we could just sit here and talk about how everything they've done so far has been unlawful.
Yeah.
Yep. And so what?
One after another.
So the fact that they're doing all this stuff is no surprise, people.
All right. So, no surprise. And we are surprised that we have gone so long without getting into the word of the day. Yep. Aren't we surprised?
Yep. Oh, no. Oh, I'm waiting.
It's Fired Up Wednesday.
Well, so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 36 through 41, which read, "For the Lord will judge his people and have compassion on his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is no one remaining, bond or free. He will say, 'Where are their gods, the rock in which they sought refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise and help you and be your refuge. Now see that I, even I, am he, and there is no god besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal, nor is there any who can deliver from my hand. For I raise my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I wet my glittering sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and repay those who hate me." That is that. And that's it.
That's sovereignty.
That is sweet.
God
right
is
there.
Sovereign.
And just like I was saying, I mean, this is kind of like, my attitude towards what the communists are now doing and so offensive in all their actions. Well, of course it's offensive. Of course they're communists. This is a takeover. This is a coup.
Right.
That's what's to be expected. And so God is speaking kind of in that same tone in this passage, more or less saying, so all of you people that hate me and you idol worshipers, where are they now to save you?
Exactly.
Right? Where are they? And then he says, I will render vengeance to my enemies and repay those who hate me. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Because all of these people out here that think that they have just pulled the biggest scam on the United States that's ever been seen as long as we've been a nation. And
that's right.
Well, and they have pulled the biggest scam. But the thing is they're not going to get away with it in the end.
Right.
This kind of thing makes God furious, and they hate him, and that is just not the right place to be.
Right. And they want to drag us down a road full of policies that are that are defiant toward God.
Yes.
And will reap us these type of consequences He will judge an entire nation based on the leaders and the policies that they're implementing. And yep. we are all affected by it. So that's why we stand against these people, because we love our brothers and we're looking out to defend them and protect them from the consequences, from having to face these types of consequences that these people, their leftist, godless policies are going to drag us into.
Right.
Those people that are pushing these policies cannot save us. That's exactly what the scripture is saying. Yep. Where are you guys now? Once God's wrath comes and his judgment comes, where are you now? Are you going to save us?
Right.
You're not capable of saving us.
That's right.
So Schumer and the rest of you guys, sit down. Zip it.
Yep.
Because you are dragging us into
chaos.
Imminent
yep.
Judgment, wrath, or God's going to deal with this nation. So
right. And see, and this is what I just read out of Deuteronomy 33. This is part of the Song of Moses. And God said that the Song of Moses was meant as a judgment against what the people, he knew that the people, that even though he saved them, would turn against him and
right.
and commit all these atrocious sins. And he knew that ahead of time. And so he was having Moses write the Song of Moses to be a testament and a judgment against them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's this is an amazing passage right here. And like he says in 31 verse 21, he says, I know the inclination of their behavior today, even before I have brought them to the land of which I swore to give them.
All right. Well, that music means we have to go into a break, and we can't stop it. So thank you for that. That's an awesome word of the day. Hey, I want to remind you guys real quick, check out Redoubt Report. Redoubt Report. Awesome. These guys are doing a great job. It's a lot like Drudge Report, but Drudge went off. They went off the rails. This looks good. The top stories: Colorado shooting will not be classified as terrorism. The next, DOJ considering sedition charges against Oath Keepers. Are you kidding me? All right. Well, not until sedition charges against Black Lives Matter and Antifa. How's that? We'll be back right after this.
It makes me livid when I hear the anti-self-defense thugs and their minions in the government, in the media, and from Hollywood talk about common sense gun regulation or reasonable measures to keep criminals from getting their hands on guns. Fortunately, the pro-Second Amendment Americans vastly outnumber the hopeful slave makers. Still, they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Since they can't ban combat rifles or handguns outright without starting the Second American Revolution, they change their tactics. These appear as soft tactics, but their end goal is the same: disarm the American people. And their sights are set specifically on the middle class. These tactics are licensing and registration. This creeping gradualism is nothing short of tyranny, and has historically always led to confiscation. If they were honest with you and me, and especially themselves, they would acknowledge their measures do nothing to reduce crime. But then, reducing crime was never their goal. Vladimir Lenin said, "A system of licensing and registration is the perfect device to deny gun ownership to the bourgeoisie." But I say, never register or license your arms, and never give them up. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, in ideals which define us.
All right, we're back with segment two, and segment two is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, helping to give you the home field advantage at your home, your vehicles, your business, and this professional customized training to fit your world, the world you live in. The website is strategicself-defense.com. We are going to on Redoubt Report, we are going to post that at Gab, and we'll put a little posting up over at radiofreeredoubt.com as well. And we're kind of behind on those, so we'll get those uploaded. But man, great job. It looks just like the Drudge Report, but it's all conservative news stories without all the communist lie propaganda stuff. So, all right, Lady Liberty.
Yes, and we were going to put it out there that we have a donation page if you wanted to help us out and support us with some of our costs that are growing. We are certainly thankful, and you can do that by logging on to our website at Radio Free Redoubt. And if you want to describe the page to them where they could make any donations or gifts or whatever.
Yeah, we're absolutely. We as you mentioned, we're growing.
Right.
We're expanding. Everything's growing. We can't keep up with it. We are very grateful for our sponsors who help offset some of the costs of producing the show and the airtime and everything that goes into this, or you know, maintaining our Podbean sites and all that. But if you think that the morning commute specifically is really a blessing and you want to help support us, $5 a month, $10 a month, $15, $20, you know, whatever you feel led to help us out with, you can go to Radio Free Redoubt and up at the top, click the donate button. And there's different ways that you can help support us. You can send using, you know, Bitcoin. There's a Bitcoin address there. There's a PayPal address, which we're looking for an alternative for. And we'll just let you know if that's how you want to support us when we do make that switch. We'll probably always leave PayPal up there because there's so many people. That's the only thing that they can make themselves or have brought themselves to sign up for, you know. But we definitely would like to get away from that. And there's, you know, the P.O. box. And so there's right. different ways. Just click on the donate button. But we really appreciate it, guys. We're if you think it's a blessing and you want to help us keep going and growing and increasing our reach.
That's right.
That's how to do it.
Even just $5 a month would be a huge help. So like he said, if you feel led, that's awesome.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Okay. And now one thing though, and this is a bad on me. I'm the time manager and I did not set our segment one clock, our timer going in. And so we left ours with nothing for segment two, not enough time to develop anything. So we just wanted to make sure. So sorry about that, man. Lady Liberty's that's looking right, to me, right, man. Like, she's like, if he's not giving me the sign, then we just keep going.
I know. Well, that's okay. That's all right. We've got so much material to cover anyway. And
every day.
And so it's not like we won't have another chance tomorrow.
That's right. So tomorrow morning, and we will do more of the art of war, and we'll develop more. I want to come back to the scripture too.
That's right. That's a powerful scripture.
Super
there
powerful.
Today.
Yeah, I feel got cut off. But okay. So you guys be blessed. Have a safe, blessed day, and see us tomorrow morning right here at 7 a.m.
That's right. Have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.